You will hear a seminar in which students discuss events that affected their identity. There are four people talking: a professor, Dan, Sonia, and Hassan. Professor, good afternoon. Last class, we discussed life events that affect one's identity. For example, getting married and getting a job. Today, I'd like to focus on key events in education. What kind of things can happen during your education that affect the direction of your life? Any ideas? Dan: well, sometimes people realize they're studying the wrong subject. Maybe you really thought that you wanted to be a designer, but once you start your course, you realize that you don't enjoy it. I know lots of people like that. Professor: absolutely. This was a common response during my research, in which I interviewed 100 students. I asked them, was there a defining moment at school that affected your self-identity? By defining moment, I mean a class or a professor or an experience with other students. One student I spoke to, Tom, told me he'd always wanted to be a doctor. His father was a doctor, his uncle was a doctor. He wanted to be like them. It was part of their family structure. However, in his first year at college, he took a writing seminar and realized he really liked to write. One day in class, he suddenly knew he wanted to be a journalist instead. Sound familiar? Sonia: sure. Lots of students decide on a career and then change their minds. It seems pretty common. Professor: here's another example from research. It's one from a student named Ben, majoring in biology. Ben had planned to be a computer science major, but then he took a couple of biology classes and discovered not only was he good at it, but that he loved it. He changed majors. Now he plans to work in biotech. Have any of you had a similar experience? Dan: well, in high school, I was good at mathematics. I also loved art and design and writing. I had a lot of diverse interests, but planned to major in math. Then I took an intro engineering class. The engineering professor was fantastic. I was hooked. I decided to major in engineering instead. It allows me to combine mathematics and design. Professor: that sounds like a good choice. Anyone else? Hassan: well, my defining moment was a little different. It was when I made the swim team earlier this year. I trained hard all summer and tried out for the team in the fall. I'd wanted to be on the team for a couple of years, and all that practice enabled me to succeed. Now I have a new status at school. I can say I'm a member of the swim team. I can call myself a school athlete. I also changed my major to sports management. Professor: great that you attained your goal, Hassan. That is a good example of how our achievements can lead to a new identity. All right. Was anyone influenced by other students? Yes, Sonia. Sonia: well, I definitely was influenced by my friends in my study group. I really like psychology, but I was concerned about getting a job with a psychology major. My friends know I like to talk to lots of people. I'm outgoing. They suggested I study business. They thought I'd be great at it. So that's what I've decided to do. Professor: your experiences support my research, which shows students often change their minds about a major after they've attained classes and are exposed to new ideas.